Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This weekend, you are quite likely to see a lot of people running around the city of Pittsburgh shooting small guerrilla-style films. It's not a citywide version of Big Brother. It's the sixth annual Pittsburgh 48-Hour Film Festival, and it starts tomorrow. I'm joined now here in Studio A by Nina Gibbs, producer of Pittsburgh's 48-Hour Film Festival. Nina Gibbs, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is the 48-Hour Film Festival, and how does it work?
Well, the 48-Hour Film Project is a worldwide film project that happens in 110 cities. In Pittsburgh locally, the teams will all meet on this Friday. They'll get a line, a character. A line of dialogue, a character, a prop, and a genre. And then they have to run off, and they have 48 hours to make a short film. It can't be longer than 7 minutes. And then they bring it back to us on that Sunday. We screen them the following weekend on the 28th and the 29th. And then we have an awards ceremony on the 4th where we announce the best of Pittsburgh. And then the winner from Pittsburgh moves on to compete against the other cities.
Now, aside from having to complete this film in 48 hours, what are some of the other rules?
Well, they can't pre-plan in the idea that they can't pre-write anything. That's why we give them, you know, those items that they have to use. They can't pay for their actors to be in the films. It has to all be volunteer. And just items like that.
So if you want to bring in a ringer like Baldwin, nixing on that.
Unless Alec Baldwin really wants to be in your film.
Right. And what happens if you show up, let's say, 1 minute past that 48-hour deadline?
Your film will still be screened, but you are not eligible for any awards other than the audience award.
Now, some people might be wondering, you know, what kind of a film can you possibly make in 48 hours? What sorts of films have turned up in recent years, quality-wise?
We have had some really amazing, amazing quality films. We had a musical that won 1 year by Wrecking Crew Media. They wrote a musical in 48 hours, and it was about Christmas. So it was a holiday film and musical. We've had a Western. There's been all sorts of different types. They really pull it off, and it's amateurs and professionals that compete, but you really can't tell the difference in the quality.
Where will these films be screened?
They'll be screened at the Hollywood Theater in Dormont, and that's on the 28th and 29th. There's 3 screening groups. A, B, and C, they're each totally different. And then on the 29th at 4 o'clock, we'll have a wrap party. So anyone who comes to see the films or who participated in the films will be having a party at the Hollywood.
If somebody's listening to this and saying, boy, I'd really like to enter this, is there still a chance they could do that?
There sure is. We still have a couple of spots left, and you can even register online at our website, 48hourfilm.com. Or you can even show up at Bar Marco in the Strip at 6 o'clock on Friday, and you can even register there.
And you get so then you show up tomorrow, you get your line of dialogue, mm-hmm. and the line of dialogue might be something like, gee, these pretzels sure are salty.
Yes. And you have honey, I'm home.
And you have to work that into your film.
You have to work it in, and it has to be exact.
And then you get your genre. So if let's say the genre is film noir, it was a dark and stormy night, I was in the bar, and these pretzels sure were salty.
Exactly.
Is that how you do it? That's
yes.
how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as far as judging these, who are the people involved in making the determination as to who the winners are?
Oh, well, we have 3 celebrity judges.
3 celebrity judges?
Yes,
okay.
We do.
And they...
Lamon Rucker, who is known for Meet the Browns.
And they have
Manette
to go through about
Sate from WQED, and I'm so embarrassed.
And a third mystery judge.
A third mystery judge.
Okay.
I can't think of his name right now. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. But they'll be going through 37 films, and they'll have a difficult task.
Hopefully, it'll be 40 films. Come sign up.
All right. Yeah. Fill those last remaining slots. Well, Nina Gibbs, producer of Pittsburgh's 48-Hour Film Festival, thanks so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you so much.
And that will do it for our show today. Tomorrow, we'll remember the 10-year anniversary of the miracle rescue at Q Creek. That is tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. So long for now.